Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we explore the realm of spiritual healing. Some ways of healing self, and some of these ways also can be used in healing others, doing community and planetary healing work, as well as helping systems, families, households. We're going to explore a variety of types of sacred healing work with sounds and words, places, images, meditations and rituals, signs and scents, ritual tools. And I invite you to join in a way that works for you wherever you may be, whether you're listening live or will be listening later. And a shout out to all of you who are watching and listening via my Selena Fox Updates channel on my Facebook page. So it's good to be here. One of the real powerful ways of doing spiritual healing for oneself and for others is to change the sound in a space. And I have with me a crystal singing bowl that was given to me many years ago when I was doing workshops in New York State. And I have literally taken it around many different places over time. And now in this pandemic time, I have it in cyberspace. I invite you to find a comfortable place to be, and if it feels right to do so, to connect with one or more of these spiritual healing experiences. Healing sounds can be ones that you make yourself, ones that have been recorded that you listen to. They can be healing sounds made by you and others. You may chant, play a toning instrument such as a singing bowl or chimes or a bell. You may play some type of musical instrument. That's a melodica, and I've been using this as part of ritual work and healing work since the 1970s when I got it. There is a variety of tools that you can use to make healing sounds. You might get some kind of rattle. I am shaking a Green Man rattle representing rejuvenation and resilience. One of my favorite healing instruments is the sistrum. I use it not only to clear away negativity, to dispel things from a space, but to energize, to bring healing to a space and to those in need. And clearly, the sounds that we can make ourselves through chanting can be a wonderful way of de-stressing and shifting our consciousness from anxious and stressed, from exhausted to angry to sad, a variety of different emotional states, by using our own voice as a sacred tool. We can have that vibration flow through us and help uplift us. And one of the easiest ways of doing that is what I call free form chanting, starting on a note that's comfortable for you and then letting your voice move with the sound. Freeform, you can sing an actual chant or a song. There's many different ways of working with your voice in healing ways. A favorite exercise that I've developed and worked with over the years is that if I'm in a place where I'm just feeling very tired or frustrated and I need to dispel something, then of course, you have to find a good place to do this and not create more problems for yourself. But I often will go outside or to a room where others can't hear me, and I will go, and just really let the sound out. And you can moan, you can keen, Bridget the goddess of healing, inspiration, and transformation from the ancient Celts in their various forms. And a form of the divine that I align with, not only in healing work with her, but in some of her other aspects. She is said to have created keening, actually moaning to release. Letting sounds out, and then following that with sounds that uplift, that fill you with joy. Or laughter. And you can make yourself laugh or watch something funny or listening to something funny, reading something funny. Letting healing sounds flow through your being can really help you shift out of an exhausted space, an anxious space, a depressed space, an angry space, other kinds of spaces that aren't particularly helpful or healthy for you. So healing sounds to release and healing sounds to soothe and comfort, healing sounds to energize. And one of the best ways of having a healing sound that energizes is with a percussion instrument. And I've been using this tambourine since I first started doing public rituals back in 1971. And I continue to use it today. And for me, it is a celebratory instrument. In addition to healing sounds, chants within our own vocal range, making sounds, doing rhythms, melody, toning, freeform chanting. When you add healing words to healing sounds, then you have chants and chant songs that can be of healing. And a favorite healing chant that, very simple, that I've been using over years, not only in my personal practice, but when I facilitate full moon circles, and I've been doing them online since the pandemic began. Be well, be well, be well. And that simple use of words, an affirmation, a declarative statement of words, can really help activate spiritual dimensions of healing. Be well, be well, be well, be well, be well. And so you can add volume, you can change the pacing, and you can focus your attention and your intention when you chant that. Is that be well for yourself? You're doing it as a self-healing chant. Are you doing be well to direct healing, spiritual healing, thoughts and prayers and well wishes to those in need? Another use of healing words is what some call affirmations. I release what does not serve me. I center in the here and now. I draw to me hope, comfort, vitality, resilience, love, connections. So be it. So you can call out what you're letting go of. You can do an affirmation of what you want to experience in the here and now. You can project yourself out into the future and draw to you reinforcements for how you are, new energies. And of course, other healing words include doing a prayer, a call, an invocation, a request to one or more divine forms. And I mentioned Bridget, the goddess of healing, inspiration, transformation, the forge, patroness of bards, of the sacred oak, of the sacred sun, someone who inspires creative endeavors. She has many different attributes, but she's also is part of that, a healing goddess. And in doing healing words, you may want to use an icon. I have several. One that I have here is something that I've used in ceremonies to celebrate Bridget and connect with her for healing self, for healing others present, healing others at a distance, healing the planet. And I have her here in this podcast as an example of a healing image that can be combined with a healing prayer in the form of a healing chant. Bridget, heal me. Help me, guide me, Bridget, heal me, help me, guide me. there are a variety of ways to work with healing words, and often those healing words can be done on their own, but healing words can also be combined with other healing modalities in the form of a meditation, a ritual, a sequence of healing actions and approaches. Having a conversation, having dialogue with others can be healing. One of the things that I do as part of my career is I do telephone and Zoom consultations for people that want to process things. They want counseling, they want psychotherapy, they want some type of consultation, divination, a reading. And those are different approaches that have healing dynamics to them. Sometimes I will combine them depending on what the need is. Another way of working with healing words is in the form of a guided journey, an inner journey, guided meditation. You can guide that in your own mind, or you can listen to a recording, or be present with someone doing a guided journey. I will share an example of a guided journey. If you are able to find a quiet place to do this journey, it's going to be fairly short, then I invite you to remove distractions, get comfortable, and if you're in a space where you aren't able to do a meditative journey right now, know that this will be archived at my Selena Fox Updates Facebook page, and it's also going to be on CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, in audio podcast form that you can listen to on demand after broadcast. So this healing journey makes use of a healing image, the sacred sun, and a healing action, rays of light, and healing affirmation. So I invite you to find a place to be comfortable for a few moments, taking some deep, slow breaths, relaxing yourself, and if you wish to close your eyes, and you can safely do so wherever you are, then you may want to do that. Or if it feels more comfortable to just listen with eyes open, that's perfectly fine. Connect with the sacred according to whatever name or names, whatever form or forms that you're aligned with. And if you have many connections, pick one of those connections that's associated with healing. Honor that sacred force. And if you do not have a particular form of divinity that you're aligned with or work with, then focus on a virtue such as love. Experiencing love within you and around you, attuning to that, to nurture, to heal, to bless your soul, your inner self. And then as you feel ready to do so, imagine a radiant sun above you, glowing with radiant light, a healing sun, healing power, and imagine rays of light coming down on you and around you. Imagine one ray of light coming right down through the top of your head, flowing through your whole being, Be one with the sun and its healing power. And as you focus on that image, feel that sunlight of healing and well-being flowing in you and around you. And if you're able to do so, holding your hands to your heart area, experiencing that glow, that healing light within you. And then as you move your hands and your arms open, experience yourself starting to shine like the sacred sun, transforming yourself into a healing orb of healing light, sacred sun, shining bright, healing orb, sacred light, healing orb, shining bright. And then in the next few moments of quiet, as you experience the sun flowing in you and you being like the sun, suiting light and healing and wellness, pay attention to a word or a phrase or some sensation that comes to you as guidance about something that you can do in day-to-day life to aid you in healing. And make a note of that. You may want to write it down or text it to yourself or repeat it over and over. And if you didn't get any message as we've done it right now, then I invite you to work with this exercise. Replay it or create your own form of it and let yourself experiment with it and work with it to lift your soul and bring healing to you. I'd like to talk a bit about what is spiritual healing. Spiritual healing is specifically healing work that aids the spiritual dimension, the essence, the core of a person. There are many different theories about spiritual healing and different systems of healing. There are forms of healing that specifically work on the physical body. There's forms of healing that work on the emotions and on thoughts, cognitive forms of healing, on behaviors, changing what we do. There's forms of healing helping us with relations with different dimensions of ourselves, with our relations with those that are loved ones, present and past, with connections with community and systems, with planet. There's a variety of different healing modalities. Spiritual healing can be complementary with many different forms of healing systems. So it may be the allopathic medicine that some people call mainstream hospital-type medicine. Others will talk about healing in the form of psychological healing. And as someone who has been immersed in the mental health professional realm, since the 1960s, when I started working in that mode as part of my studies, clearly being able to understand our moods, our thoughts, our things from our past, unresolved issues, and doing processing around that, very important things. But having a spiritual component to that as well, or also working with some type of spiritual therapy in connection with psychotherapy, can really be a complementary experience. So I'll be sharing some additional ways of doing spiritual healing work, and this is just an overview and a glance into some of the ways that I found helpful. Healing places. Going to a sacred site, a beautiful natural area. I live in a forest, and part of how I have been dealing with the pandemic and helping people that are on the front lines of working on the pandemic, trying to dispel it, those people who have had COVID or have COVID or have loved ones, people who have died during this pandemic time, all those kinds of things are part of work that I do. But to help balance that, I go out into the forest where I live and take a walk, do ritual, do chants, commune with that larger circle of nature of which we are all part. Now, most people don't live in a forest. I get that. Or even in a rural area. Most people are in urban and suburban and small town areas. You don't have to go out into the midst of a preserve in order to commune with nature in a sacred way. You can do it from wherever you are, even if you're in a big metropolitan area. And so one of the things that I think is important is to develop a relationship with place where you dwell, your home area, to honor that place and to tap into the healing dimensions of that place. And every place has some healing aspect. And in terms of your own home area, you may want to create a special place for healing within the larger home environment. A healing altar, or perhaps you have a personal altar or shrine, and you can have that be a place where you do some healing work. But healing can happen in many locations, can happen as we drift off to sleep. A healing place is a place that we journey to in our mind. And if you're not able to physically go out into a natural area and you find natural areas being very energizing and comforting and healing for you, something you can do is to use a photograph of that area or call up a memory of that area in your mind and take a journey in that regard. Something that you can do in a healing place is to take some kind of instrument or to use your voice and to let the spirit of the place, the power of healing, flow through you by making healing sounds. And rest is something that you have available wherever you may be. So I'd like to share with you some breathing exercises that you may find healing for yourself. And if you are in a household, then if it seems right and the others are open to it, you may even do some healing breath work together. As an additional thing that you can do, if you happen to be in one of the places where everybody is at stay at home, working from home, except when you really must go out. Their pandemic in the USA has been getting worse. Wisconsin continues, unfortunately, to set records of COVID spread and cases and deaths. And I am truly hoping that as we move forward, that the science will evolve and find some good treatments as well as vaccines that are preventative, and that those of us who are in COVID zones and those who are in places that perhaps it's not spreading quite as rapidly, that we can find ways that we together can be considerate of each other and as well as ourselves and our own loved ones, and put good COVID mitigation processes in place, wearing a mask, doing social distancing, washing hands, not going to large in-person gatherings, and even going to small in-person gatherings, really having good conversations before you gather to get a sense of how safe others are to help really stop the spread of this. So with breath, take a breath in and then release. Do it again. Take a deep breath in. And as you release this time, really let energy, stuff you don't need to have with you, just dispel it. And when we do this again, I invite you to make a sound as you exhale. Breathing in and ha. Breathing in, ha, breathing in, ha. So actually letting yourself make sounds as you release can help dispel stress and tension and anxiety. Rhythmic breathing. Breathing in, relaxation, one, two, three, four. Breathing out what you don't need, two, three, four. Breathing in healing, two, three, four. Breathing out to release, two, three, four. So you can turn it into a chant like that. There's all sorts of amazing breathing patterns, and breathing itself can really help with the healing process. Even if you're in a situation where you need to keep going, if you're in some kind of a work scenario where you need to be Zooming without a break for several hours, I've been in those situations. If you can turn off your screen and mute yourself at the Zoom meeting and just do a few deep, slow breaths, then that helps revitalize you. Now, things that I'm sharing with you work for a lot of people. You will have to get a sense of what you feel inclined to try and try it. And it's a good idea if you don't already have some kind of a journal or way of keeping notes, make a note of what you tried and what works and what doesn't work. Indeed, journaling out about experiences, giving expression to things that are bothering you, and then following that up with dialogue, with narratives, with expressions, creating a poem, writing a story, that's healing, can be a very powerful way of working with healing words in a healing structured event which many people will call a healing ritual. For healing images, you can create your own healing journey. I invited you to take the journey with the sun, but I'd like to share with you another way of working with healing images. Taking some deep, slow breaths. And in the next few moments of quiet, imagine that you are in a chrysalis, in a cocoon, which is what moths and butterflies and other insects create around themselves. And just imagine yourself being within this structure. And know that you have the ability within yourself to transform, to let go of old ways of being and move into new ways of being. So imagine you are a butterfly in the making. You're a caterpillar creating this chrysalis cocoon around your whole being. And feel the power of healing resonating deep within you. Gather strength. Gather well-being, hope, vitality. Call to mind one or more qualities you wish to have within you more fully. Focus on that in the next few moments of quiet as you resonate with the consciousness of identifying is a kind of caterpillar in transition. And then experience yourself growing stronger and transmuting, experiencing yourself having wings form, strength form. Experience yourself breaking open the cocoon, the chrysalis. Experience yourself flying free with beautiful wings. Experiencing yourself as the transformed, beautiful butterfly. And then as you feel complete with that, imagine yourself landing on a beautiful flower. The fragrance of the flower flowing up around you, the beauty of the flower, bringing you delight. Imagine the warmth, gentle warmth of the sun, gentle breeze of the air, moisture in the air, feeling connected with the earth beneath you, experiencing the spirit that is within you, that is divine, that is well at all times. Celebrate the well-being that's within you and around you. So be it. And then as you feel complete with that, you may want to jot down some notes. Did it feel good being a butterfly? Was it easy to imagine being a caterpillar changing? What was it like to break out of that cocoon? What was it like to fly free? Those are things that you can reflect on. And certainly a butterfly can be a wonderful healing symbol. But there's so many different images in our lives, in natural places. Another famous and favorite healing symbol is that of the eagle. And in some traditions, First Peoples traditions in the Americas, in the Northern Hemisphere, we've got the bald eagle. There's the condor in the Southern Hemisphere. There are also eagles over in other parts of the world, different types. And part of the reason the eagle has been associated with the spiritual realm, it's majestic, it flies high, it's a symbol of freedom for many people. So actually doing a journey of your own choosing where you imagine yourself shape-shifting into an eagle, soaring, flying. Another way of working with healing imagery. And flowers. Imagine yourself as a bud and experiencing yourself blooming. Another way of giving your mind something to focus on besides being stressed out, anxious, upset in any way. Knowing that when you find yourself in a space of needing some soul healing, some spiritual healing, that you have choice and that there's a variety of different approaches that can help with well-being. Scent can be a powerful way of changing literally your atmosphere. I like using frankincense, but I have many different kinds of incenses that I work with. I like joss sticks because they're easy to use. You can move them around the space. If you found yourself in some environment where you've been under a lot of stress, as a way of doing an intervention and shifting from that, light up a joss stick and wave it around. Let the healing beauty of the smoke and the scent aid you in your healing work. Not everyone can burn incense where they are. So have flowers that have a fragrance or some beauty that can help be a boosting. Or you may find some kind of ceremonial tool. I have a lavender wand where the wonderful smell of lavender is there. You can move it around the air as you wave it around and actually take a breath. Breathing in some kind of scent that's associated with peace, healing, well-being can be a wonderful and quick and effective way of helping to shift from being in disease to at ease. And some like to actually have essential oil and some kind of gray mist and literally mist themselves, and it's a way of getting scent around you for healing and without necessarily having to kindle incense. And of course, working with living plants or freshly harvested plants or some dried plants, working with herbs in sacred ways there could be a physiological dimension to it, depending on what tradition you're with and what herbs you're working with. But the actual scent from working with herbs can really help be a nutritional part of ourselves, as well as can aid us in spiritual healing work. Another thing to work with is to have some kind of healing tool that might be a main focal point for a personal altar or for a healing practice. I like clear quartz crystals, sometimes known as rock crystal. I have points and I have clusters, I have wands, I have a variety of different ways of working with quartz. Here is a healing wand that I got many years ago from a longtime friend who got this handcrafted in Glastonbury in the UK. This is a double-pointed wand that has a clear quartz crystal on one end and an amethyst crystal on the other. So there's a variety of ways of working with sacred stones as part of healing work. Having time and space for doing healing work is an important part of healing practice. It is good to create something that you do every day as part of personal self-care, and that can be as simple as just sitting, taking deep, slow breaths, and feeling relaxed. Or it can be singing, making sounds, or doing some kind of healing signs, or what I would call sacred postures, sacred gestures, some good healing signs that you can work with is moving one's hands in a great circle around the self, experiencing oneself, being whole. Some people like holding their arms up, receiving, drawing healing from the sun, from nature, from the moon, from other sacred sources, and to oneself. Some like dancing, and yes, you can get a good workout, but if you also experience yourself as you're dancing, actually having your own inner self, your spirit, being able to be nurtured, it can be a fabulous thing. Now, if you're working with an altar, you don't need a whole lot of space. Ideally, some small table or top of a dresser, or it might be the top of a bookshelf, or you might have a little basket where you put things in if you're in a very tight space or you want to be private about your ceremonial work. You can have a basket where you have what I call your incense altar, and in your basket you can have incense. You may, or if you're not going to burn incense, maybe a feather. You have your crystal, or maybe there's some sacred symbol. I have a Bridget's cross from Ireland I'll put in here. And of course, candles are used, and you can actually put a whole altar together in a small basket, and that way you can carry it places if you're in a situation where you can't have an altar up all the time. So there's a lot of different ways to be creative about this, and part of the reason for setting up some kind of a place where you do healing work is so that you start associating that location with healing work. You develop that kind of resonance with it, and you come to expect it, and the spirit of place, that particular spot, starts taking on a sacred dimension because of the work that you have done there. Things that I like to have on a healing altar is some symbol of earth. I have some sage in a little bowl here, representing the physical realm. Some people use salt. And to be symbolic and be a tool for aiding spiritual prayers for physical healing. For air, an incense burner, some incense. And I like having a feather because it's a way of moving the air around, and it's I'm actually doing a sacred feathers full moon circle online in November 2020. So more information up at the Circle Sanctuary website. I like having a cup with water, a chalice representing water and the emotions. And one can do blessing of water, actually drink water that's been energized and blessed on an altar. It's part of that work. I like working with candles, but some places don't allow lit candles, so having battery-operated tea lights or other candles is another way of working with the element fire. And with spirit, I work with crystal, with rhythm instruments, and with a lot of the different things that I've talked about in this podcast. I am so thankful for all of you who have been listening and watching live, and those who will be tuning in later. What I'd like to do now is a special healing for those in need, as well as for the planet as a whole, and a particular place on the planet called the United States of America, which certainly is continuing to be in its election process. The votes were all cast. Last day for voting was voting day yesterday, and now the vote counting is underway, as well as a lot of processing and conceptualizing. So I invite you, wherever you are, to join me in this healing ceremony with my large crystal singing bowl. Healing for ourselves. Had it that are still in need of healing. those who have loved ones with COVID. Healing for those who've lost loved ones to COVID. To the greater circle of life of which we are all part, healing to the biosphere, healing to creatures, to plants, to ecosystems, healing to planet Earth, our home. Be well. We give thanks to the divine that's within us and around us. We give thanks to the divine as one and as many. We give thanks to the divine as great goddess, great God, great spirit, the elements, the ancient ones, the ancestors. We give divine thanks to the healing power of love. May it dwell within us and around us now and in times to come. May we find good ways to connect in cyberspace and in inner space. And till such time we can all gather safely face to face. Be well. Thank you so much for being part of our time together tonight. This is Selena Fox, and you've been listening to Spiritual Healing on CSNP, My Nature Spirituality Podcast. And those of you watching, you've been seeing Facebook Live through Selena Fox Updates. You can check out more of my work at the Circle Sanctuary website, circlesanctuary.org, Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel, Selena Fox YouTube channel. There's a lot of different places and spaces out there in the cyber realm where we have information. And I invite you to tune into my other podcast for the next 4 Sunday afternoons, or you can listen later on demand. I'm doing more healing work, a healing workshop for earth, for air, for fire, and water. So be well, be healed, be safe. Many blessings. And a great shout out to our CSNP team, David and Jeanette Ewing, to Deborah Rose, to Laura Gonzalez, to Casey Pope. Thank you all for your support and your attention. Many blessings. Healing within us and around us. Be
you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.